Let's talk about government development. There's a lot of that happening. And let's start with the headline that was in Thursday's Aspen Times by Scott Condon, the article that this Citizens Committee in Basalt has presented their plan for the Pan and Fork parcel, which is an $8 million project.
What did Auden Schindler call it? Terrifying.
That's a scary number. And again, I looked at it briefly, and it was sort of broken down for a variety of different expenses. So it was hard to really parse it all very carefully.
So that would be burdened by the taxpayers. That would be a bond question.
Although there was part of the story that said they might not need to go to a bond to finance that.
But wouldn't they extend the existing property tax? I think there was the suggestion of that, which is still, it's not a tax increase, but it's taxes rather than that ending.
But that is a, you know, obviously this is something that the town has to decide, and they have been fighting with each other over this park for a number of years now. And
you know, when I read that article, what I couldn't stop thinking about was the people who could still be living there while they figure this out. All the people that were displaced in that trailer park.
Well, they probably are living farther down valley, or maybe they moved.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen, just anecdotally, I've seen a lot of employees leave lately, just in different sectors, and I keep hearing anecdotally.
You just said you wanted to talk about the limelight and the lawsuit, but you haven't explained either one.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Okay.
Please do that.
So, I'm so sorry. Let's talk about the limelight a little bit, which has been a twinkle in the Skeeko's eyes in Snowmass for a few years, although I'm not sure they're still as hot on the project as they think because of all the political turmoil. The latest lawsuit, too, with citizen Richard Goodwin, this has been 2 years, and it's still going. I mean, part of it was thrown out, but now it could really tie up things a few more years. And we saw that this year, the frustration in Snowmass this week when Marky Butler and everybody, they're talking about the Ice Age Museum. Is it ever going to happen? Are we ever going to get through this morass?
Well, there was an article, I can't remember which paper it was in, but somewhere there was a quote, or somebody was noting, there hasn't been any vertical construction in Snowmass in, what is it, 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years. So it's been 5 years or 4 years since Skeeko first was indicating interest in Snowmass. But meanwhile, in 2014, they were able to buy a failed approval or a former approval in Ketchum. And they had a topping off party last week for their limelight, which is going to be larger than the Aspen limelight. I know they had lots of credits and tax incentives. I believe there was even one for employee housing involved in that. And they're going to open in December in Ketchum.
What about the lawsuit?
Richard Goodwin's it's been carried on for 2 years now. He alleges that, well, he didn't allege. I mean, it came out in some briefs that Fred Cooker had conversations with Aspen Skiing Company's representative.
Town councilman.
Former town councilman with Aspen Skiing Company, but he's not a representative. They didn't have the application, but it's kind of a slippery slope because he was partnership with the developer. It's a mess.
The larger question, this just is governmental and developer malfeasance. All of this stuff, whether it's the limelight, the lawsuit, all of it has just gotten completely out of control, completely out of hand. And it is a curious situation that they have allowed this to happen or caused it to happen.
A lot of factors weighing in there. Yeah. And different councils that maybe had missteps or not. But
here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Or put another way, there they are.
Yeah, that's right. I guess the good news is Snowmass is going to get a hardware store, which it has long desired. It had one years and years ago. But Andy, maybe that makes it a real town in your eyes if it gets a hardware store.
Sure.